Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 41st week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In verse number 21, where it says he entreated the Lord, the word entreated literally means he pleaded. He prayed fervently. He wanted a child so bad. He also knew that he was the son of promise. Remember, Abraham was promised that through you shall the seed, there be many great nations. And Isaac knew that he was the son of promise. So he knew his seed had to continue on, but it's been 20 years and still no son. So during this time, he's praying fervently and he's pleading with the Lord. And then we see in verse number 21, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. God answered his prayers. And I've said this before many times. God answers our prayers, but often the answer is to wait. We have to wait. Oftentimes we pray and we want it now. Lord, we answer our prayers and we want it now. Well, it took 20 years for Isaac to see his prayers answered. God did answer his prayer, and his wife conceived at God's perfect time. And then we get to verse number 22 and 23. That's where it really gets interesting. Verse number 22 says, the children struggled together within her. The word struggle literally in Hebrew literally means that they were fighting. They were at odds once against the other. They were struggling with one another in the womb. Now let that sink in. Okay. While in the womb, these two boys were, the Bible used the word struggling. Literally, they were fighting one against with each other, which tells me just a tremendous observation that you can't tell me that children in the womb are fetuses or just blobs. Children in the womb have feelings. They actually hear. I know of Mom, I know Latrice would do this. We have seven kids, and she would sing to the children while she they were in the womb, and they would hear her pray and talking. I believe that. Matter of fact, biblically, remember in Matthew chapter, I think it's chapter number one. No, it was in Luke chapter number one, where Mary came to Elizabeth, her cousin, and said, salutations, I'm here to tell you. She wanted to tell Elizabeth about the good news about Jesus. And while she was telling the good news about Jesus, the Bible says that John leaped in her womb. Now, you could doubt that if you want, but I take it literally. I take it literally. Matter of fact, Elizabeth even stated that when you gave when he, she felt it, and then after the salutations, Elizabeth told Mary, I felt my baby leaped in my womb when she heard about your son. I cannot understand. Again, I'm not going to. I got to move on, but I can't for the life of me understand people who think that it's okay to take the life of a child in a mother's womb. I can't fathom that. And even beyond that, those who call themselves Christians, believers, how they can vote for politicians who push this agenda of killing babies in the mother's womb. I can't fathom that, because they're alive. They're not some kind of blob or fetus, as they would put out there. No, they're human beings. Well, the argument is, well, they don't know anything. They don't remember nothing. And, well, when you were born, do you remember when you were born? I doubt any of us can remember when we come out of the womb, and probably remember very little when you're 6 months old or a year old, or, you know. We don't remember that, so that argument goes out the window about they don't know anything. But I'm telling you, they have feelings, and they hear, and they're alive. And I, again, to me, it's a picture. Here, these two boys were fighting they were struggling within Rebecca's womb. In verse number 22, she couldn't understand why. Boy, I'm really having trouble here. You know, of course, she had never had children before, obviously, but she knew what was going on inside wasn't normal. So she asked the Lord, verse number 22, why is it like this? Well, the Lord answered her in verse number 23 and told her that there are two nations in your womb. And of course, we know what they are, who these two nations represent, Israel and the Arab people. And they were fighting then, and they've been fighting ever since. They're fighting in the womb. They came out, and they've been fighting ever since, coming out of, it's not stopped. And the Lord made a prophecy. We're going to get into it. He made a statement that one people shall be stronger than the other, and the elder shall serve the younger. And we see in verse number 24, that when her days of deliver fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb, and we know these to be Jacob and Esau. Well, Esau came out first. It's interesting. The first came out red, all over like a hairy garment. This is interesting. Literally, I laughed about it again this week as I was studying. When Esau come out, his name was hairy. That's what Esau means, is hairy. So here he is born, and they said, wow, hairy Esau. He came out, and obviously it had to have been a sight to see. You know, I had the privilege of seeing a lot of babies born. And most of them that are born are smooth, and, you know, they don't have much hair. You know, some will have a lot of hair on their head, but they wouldn't have the hair on their bodies or things of that nature. Obviously, this guy was a lot different. Because the Bible says, not just as it, but he was all over. He like a hairy garment. All right, I'm going to add this and I'm going to move on. I can't imagine what Isaac must have thought. You mean, I prayed for this? And this is what I get? I remember when Corey was born. And he's not here, but I'll share this one with you. Is he, where's he at? He is listening. He'll enjoy this one. When Corey was born, Latrice had a difficult time with him. And so he's coming upside, sunny side, ever how it was, and they had to get forceps, and they had to pull him out. And he came out and the doctor said, look, you have a banana head for a son. Because they had to pull it, it looked like, well, you know those gnomes with the, he didn't have I want to say a beautiful baby, you know. Here he came out with a banana head, and they were laughing at it, and I want to say, put him back in, you know. And the doc said, don't worry, in a couple hours it will come back down and just be perfectly, and it did. He was a perfect baby, you know. I can just imagine what they thought when Esau came out, because the Bible states that he came out red, all over like a hairy garment. Oh, my word. And then, verse number 26, after that came his brother, Jacob, and he took hold of Esau's heel. Remember, they were fighting in the womb, and I can just imagine, again, the Bible is so explicit in this and so plain that he literally got a hold of his heel. Do you believe that? Absolutely, I believe it, because that's why they named him Jacob. The word Jacob literally means a heel catcher. Heel catcher, H-E-E-L, catcher. So picture that as Esau is coming out, here comes Jacob holding onto that heel. Still struggling, you know. Hanging on to his brother.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come see us for our World Missions Conference. Beginning Sunday night, January 24th, the Rochester family will be with us at 6 p.m. Then, Monday through Friday, we'll have special services at 7 p.m. with great preaching and music. And then, on Saturday, January 30th, at 6 p.m., the Tribute Quartet will be with us. You don't want to miss these events. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.